Our text for this morning is very familiar. It is what we would expect to hear this morning. We read from the Gospel of John, the first 18 verses. It's an important text that tells us about what this day means for us as Christians. I invite you to follow along on the screen in your order of worship, in your Bible. Let us hear what this day is all about. John chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning the light, so that through him all might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and through the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. And we have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. John testified concerning him. He cried out, saying, "This is the one I spoke about when I said, 'He who comes after me has surpassed me, because he was before me.' Out of his fullness we have all received grace in place of grace already given. For the law was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God, but the one and only Son, who is himself God and is in closest relationship with the Father, has made him known." May God bless the reading and the hearing of our text this morning. The words of our text for this morning help us to contemplate the mystery that we celebrate today, the mystery we call the incarnation. It is God becoming human. We're familiar with his words, but here's the way John describes this incredible mystery. John writes, "The Word, Jesus, became flesh and made his dwelling among us." That is what we celebrate this morning. That is why we are here. Jesus has been born as a baby in Bethlehem over 2,000 years ago. It is the greatest mystery of our faith, God becoming human. I heard about a little girl who was outside playing one day, and she looked up into the sky and she saw an airplane that was flying across the sky. And she watched it in wonderment. And as she watched that plane fly across the sky, she knew that there were people in that plane and that the plane was taking those people to a different place. She knew all that, but she began to wonder. She had never been to an airport before, so she began to wonder, how do those people get into that plane? So she went and asked her father. She said, "Daddy, how do the people get into the airplane? It's so high up in the air." And her dad was able to explain to her that the plane actually comes down to earth so that the people can get on the plane. In other words, the people don't have to climb up into the sky to reach the plane. The plane comes down to earth to get them. What a wonderful glimpse into the mystery that we celebrate today, the mystery of the incarnation, God coming down to us so that we don't have to make our way to God. We hear this message all through the Bible. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only son." 1 John chapter 4 verse 9 says, "This is how we know what love is. God sent his one and only son to the earth, to the world, that we might live through him." It is what this day is all about. I read about the great missionary David Livingstone. David Livingstone felt called by God to go and to serve as a missionary in Africa. So he told his family and friends that he would be leaving the safe environment of their community, and he would be boarding a ship, and he would be headed to Africa, to what was completely unknown to him, to serve God as a missionary. And while his family and friends admired his courage and his calling, they were afraid for his safety. So on the day that he was to get on board the ship to set sail for Africa, his family and his friends came down to the pier, but they came with one purpose, not to support him, not to encourage him. They came to talk him out of going to Africa to serve as a missionary. And as family and friends poured their hearts out to him, saying, "We're concerned for your safety. We don't know what's going to happen. We don't want you to go." David Livingstone pulled out his Bible and he read the first chapter of John, the verses that we read this morning. He read about God becoming flesh, about God coming to earth to be with us. And he turned to his family and friends and he says, "Friends, this is God's word for us today. God is with us. So let me go." That is the truth we celebrate today. It is the meaning of Christmas. God is with us. In every step of life's journey, God is present. A woman named Sarah tells about the meaning of Christmas for her. Sarah says that, in her own words, here's what she writes. "We were the only family with children in the restaurant. I set my son Eric in a high chair and noticed that everyone was quietly eating and talking, but suddenly Eric squealed with glee and he said, 'Hi there.' He pounded his fat baby hands on the high chair tray. His eyes were wide with excitement. His mouth bared a toothless grin. He wiggled and giggled with glee." Sarah says, "I looked and I saw the source of his merriment. It was a man with a tattered rag of a coat, dirty, greasy, worn. His pants were baggy. His zipper was at half mast. His toes poked out of his would-be shoes. His shirt was dirty. His hair was uncombed and unwashed. His whiskers were too short, really, to be called a beard. And his nose was so varicose that it looked like a road map. We were too far away from him to smell him," she said, "but I'm sure he smelled. His hands waved and flapped on loose wrists. 'Hi there, baby. Hi there, big boy. I see you, Buster,' the man said to Eric." Sarah says, "My husband and I exchanged looks. What do we do?" Eric continued to laugh and he answered, "Hi, hi there." Everyone at this time in the restaurant was looking. They noticed and they stared at us and the man. "The old geezer was creating a nuisance with my beautiful baby," she says. Our meal came and the man began shouting from across the room, "Do you know patty cake? Do you know peekaboo? Hey, look, he knows peekaboo." Nobody thought the old man was cute. He was obviously intoxicated. My husband and I were embarrassed. We ate in silence, all except for Eric, who was running through his entire repertoire with the man. We finally got through with our meal and we headed for the door. My husband, she says, went to pay the check and he told me to meet him in the parking lot. The old man sat poised between me and the door. Sarah writes, I prayed, Lord, just let me get out of here before he speaks to me or to Eric. As I drew close to the man, I turned my back, trying to sidestep around him and avoid any air he might be breathing. As I did, Eric, my son, leaned over my arm, reaching with both hands in a baby's pick-me-up position. And before I could stop him, Eric had propelled himself from my arms into the arms of the man. And suddenly, she says, a very old, smelly man and a very young baby were arm in arm. Eric, in a total act of trust and love and submission, laid his tiny head on the man's ragged shoulders. The man closed his eyes, and Sarah writes, I saw tears hover beneath his lashes, his aged hands full of grime and pain so gently cradled my baby, stroked his back. No two beings have ever loved so deeply for such a short time. I stood awestruck. The old man rocked and cradled my baby, Eric, in his arms for just a moment. And then his eyes opened wide and he set his eyes squarely on me, she says. And he said in a firm, commanding voice, you take care of this baby. Somehow I managed, I will. He pried Eric from his chest unwillingly, but lovingly, as though it were in pain. And I received my baby, and the man said to me, God bless you, ma'am. You have given me my Christmas gift. I'm reminded as we read this morning, the gift of Christmas is not tangible. The gift of Christmas is not something that we can grasp. The gift of Christmas is a person. It is a baby. Jesus, in many ways, the incarnation, God becoming one of us, Jesus Christ, that will always, always remain a mystery to us on some level. But one thing we know and one thing we believe this morning is that the whole purpose of this mystery is God's love for us. We don't deserve it. We can't earn it. And in our pitiful state, we don't deserve a pure, innocent baby, nor his love. But God gave Jesus to us anyway. That is truly what we celebrate this morning. God loves us. Even though we cannot and do not deserve it, God gave us the greatest gift in sending the baby in the manger, our Savior, Jesus the Christ. The miracle and the mystery we celebrate today is described in the Bible in this way. For God so loved the world that God gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but will always have everlasting life. So today we proclaim our faith. The Word, God's Son, somehow became flesh, became one of us. came to live among us. Why? Because God loves us. So today we celebrate. Today we give thanks to God because today God's word says boldly and clearly that God loves us. And that, my friends, is the gift of Christmas, the baby that was born. Would you pray with me? Good and gracious God, the truth of this day is so simple, and yet in many ways it is incomprehensible. Lord, the truth of this day is that your love is seen most clearly in a pure and innocent baby born more than 2,000 years ago. Thank you. Thank you for this gift. Thank you for your love. Thank you for all that you give to us in tangible and intangible ways. Receive our thanks and receive our gratitude on this holy Christmas morning. For we make this our prayer in the precious and holy name of Jesus Christ, the baby in the manger. Amen.